Following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance. You should experience lots of explosions with no body parts. Parents should be ready to cover their ears.
They don't appear to be
This is a Look and See audio production, where entertainment is always free.
Time for the Broken Sea Audio Production OTR Swag Cast.
Welcome back to the Swag Cast. I'm your host, Chris Barnes. I'm standing in for Bill tonight, where he tortures and memes some insurance agents. Again. Tonight's episodes are from a serial called The Man Called X. It was an espionage radio drama which aired on CBS and NBC from July 10th, 1944 to May 20th, 1952. Herbert Marshall had the lead role of Ken Thurston, who took on dangerous cases in a variety of exotic locations. Gordon Jenkins' orchestra supplied the background music. Leon Belasco played Mr. X's comedic sidekick, Pagan Geldschmidt, who always turned up in remote parts of the world because he had a cousin there. Pagan would annoy and help Mr. X. In addition to this, our serials continue, but let's kick off with the first of my choices from The Man Called X. In honour of Mr. Holweg, this was an episode of The Man Called X which aired on the 24th of April 1947 and it's called Mr. Messler and the Insurance Policy.
Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as Ken Thurston, The Man Called X. To most people, mention of the bolero and the samba mean pleasant, colorful music. But to The Man Called X, listen.
The samba, Chief, I thought that was the name of a dance.
Oh, this is serious, Ken. The samba docked here in New York Harbor early this morning. But her companionship, the bolero, has mysteriously disappeared.
Oh?
In spite of the fact they had ideal sailing conditions all the way from San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Where's the Coast Guard?
Well, their planes have scoured every inch of the route and found nothing.
Chief, what's our interest in this?
Well, in the first place, Dick Finley's an old friend of mine.
Oh, I know Dick. Insurance.
Right. And the Bolero's cargo was insured by him for a flat $500,000. Finley evidently smelled a rat, a big one. That's why he called me.
But if he smelled a rat, why did he give such big coverage without complete investigation?
Well, because John Messler, owner of the Bolero, used to be one of his biggest clients.
That's the plantation.
Yeah.
The fact remains, the one man who can give us the dope on this thing is Dick Finley.
Well, he's at work on it already. Been talking with Carl Hertzberg. He's Messler's manager and the rest of the crew of the Samba down at Pier 14. I've sent Ryan over to pick him up so you yourself can talk to him.
Sorry, Chief.
Hello, Ryan.
Yes, Ryan.
Somebody else got to Finley first.
What?
Down at the morgue with a .45 slug through his back.
Zeldschmidt Enterprises. Pagan Zeldschmidt, general manager on duty.
Pagan, what on the plan is that supposed to mean?
Oh, hello, Mr. X. I'm sure you'll be glad to hear that I am now in business for myself.
I'm overjoyed. What business?
I'm glad you asked that. I can't quite decide whether to limit myself to detective work or go in for financial consulting.
Why not just settle on organized chicanery?
But it's a very good suggestion, and I... Don't even know what the meaning of the word.
Maybe it'll come for you. Now listen, I got a job for you down at the docks.
For me? For me? You mean you've come to me?
This has to be handled with discretion, Pagan.
Well, Mr. Thurston, I shall regard your confidence as a sacred trust, especially for cash.
Mm-hmm. same one?
Si, senor. He's just now turning into this alley.
Good. It's very dark along here. This will do very well.
Are you quick?
Quick, step into this doorway. I'll walk on a little and stop to light a cigarette. Let him catch up and we'll have him between us. Hurry now.
Si, senor.
One moment, my curious friend.
Who are you? I don't know you.
Then we should become better acquainted, since you've been spying on me for 2 days.
Oh, no, no. I never seen you before. There must be something. What's this?
A friend of mine.
Oh, well, I'd better be going now.
I don't think so.
A gun?
Quiet. Who are you?
Well, my name is Zellschmidt. Egon Zellschmidt.
Zellschmidt. It always helps to know who you're dealing with in such matters as this.
Well, I'll be going now.
Mr. Zellschmidt, have you ever noticed what a final sound the slide of an automatic pistol makes?
Wait! No!
Come, senor, we get away fast now. We want to
wait, just to make sure.
Mr. X.
Now, Pig, why can't you wait till the morning?
But, Mr. Thurston, something terrible has happened.
What?
I've been shot. I'm dead.
I see. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Well, it must be serious. Now that you've had your fun, Pig, I'll hang up and let me go back to sleep.
Wait, you don't understand. I'm as good as dead right this minute. And it's all your fault.
My fault? I haven't shot anybody, at least not tonight.
But somebody did. And now my poor cousin Egon lies dead.
Egon?
He was one of my strictly distant cousins, you understand?
Egon, what in heaven's name are you talking about?
Oh, but I've just told you. It's that job you wanted me to do.
What?
Well, I couldn't quite find the time to do it myself. You know, circumstances beyond my control, of course.
So you put your cousin Egon in it, eh? Go on.
Well, a little while ago, the police found his body. And now I...
Where did they find it? Anywhere close to Pier 14?
Where else? Mr. X, you've got to do something.
There's only one thing to do.
Yes, Mr. Thurston?
I want you to take a plane immediately.
Plane?
And I'll meet you 1 week from today in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Buenos dias, senor. You are Americano and you wish a room, no?
Matter of fact, yes. My name's Thurston. Ken
Thurston. Mr. Thurston, welcome to the Grand Palace Hotel of San Juan. Here, I have it all figured out.
What?
It comes to exactly $164.20.
What are you talking about?
That, of course, does not include the 2 bottles of aguardiente which were sent up to the room last night. They amounted
to... Now, look here. I just arrived from the States and I'd like a room.
Oh, you already have a room. The governor's suite.
Huh?
Your manager, Mr. Thurston. He has taken care of everything. Told us all about you, too.
Oh, so that's it.
Just a moment now until I add up these 2 bottles.
You wouldn't happen to know where he might be now, this manager of mine?
Oh, he always sleeps very late. However, I can send up a boy.
Oh, no, wait a minute. It won't be necessary.
Hello, Mr. Thurston. Welcome to San Juan, which is noted for its coffee. And the senoritas are not bad either.
Well, Pega, your rich American has arrived.
Hmm? Oh, I had to use my ingenuity, but I knew you would want nothing but the best.
From the size of this bill, it looks like we're already headed.
But you have no idea how expensive things are here. Something to do with the exchange rate, I think.
Yeah, I must be terrific. Did you get my telegram?
Oh, yes, Mr. Thurston. I have it right here somewhere.
Never mind. I don't want it. Hmm? What did you find out about Messler?
Well, for one thing, I found out he owns the Messler Plantation Company.
Well, I told you that in the telegram.
Well, he's very mysterious.
In what way?
Well, nobody in San Juan knows anything about him. He lives in a great big house on a plantation a few miles from town. And people don't see him for maybe months at a time.
Well, then who actually runs the business of the plantation down there?
Well, that's what you're going to find out right now. Goodbye, Mr. X.
What?
See you later.
No, Pego, hey.
I'm afraid you're going to think me terribly forward, Mr. Thurston.
That's quite all right. Hey, Pego. Well, yes, it's quite all right.
Thank you. That was most complimentary.
Oh, no, on the contrary, it was far from adequate. Miss
Messler. My uncle owns the Messler Plantation.
Oh.
You have heard of him, perhaps.
Who hasn't? But I haven't heard that he had such a lovely niece, Miss Mettler.
Oh, please call me La Reina. Everyone in San Juan does.
La Reina. The Queen. But how do you happen to know me?
Oh, you are far too modest, Mr. Thurston. Why, all San Juan has heard of you and what it is you are going to do.
Oh, am I?
I'm so excited about it. But after all, a hotel lobby is really no place to get better acquainted, is it?
Hardly.
So, won't you please come to dinner at the plantation this evening? Please say you will.
I'll be looking forward to it. And with a double reason now. You see, I've been hoping for a chance to meet the fabulous Mr. Mettler.
Oh, that is too bad, because, you see, it won't be possible.
No?
No. Unfortunately, my uncle left by plane for the States 2 days ago. I hope you won't be too disappointed.
Oh, how could I be? After all, I've met you.
You are very sweet. And I promise, I will do everything I can to make your visit interesting.
Come in, Mr. Thurston. How do you like our room? Not bad, eh?
Hagan, what am I supposed to be doing here in San Juan?
Doing? Oh, you know, look up Mr. Messler and try to find out what happened.
No, not that.
No? Oh, well, maybe I did talk a little too much.
No.
But everyone expected it, yes. So what could I do?
What did you do?
I think I said that you were a movie producer who was going to make a film here.
So that's why she...
Well,
Hagan, maybe I do owe you something after all.
Well, thank you. Mr. X?
You haven't told that to anyone.
Oh, not one soul, I swear, but the father of my father...
Now, never mind your relatives.
Oh.
What about this niece of Mester's? Does she run the plantation, the shipping, the whole business while her uncle's not around?
Not exactly. There's sort of a manager named Carl Hertzberg. Only he's not here now.
Well, where is he?
He sailed to New York on the Samba.
Oh, the sister ship to the Bolero.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that disappeared. Remember? Which reminds me, did you know that the Samba is due back here today?
Yeah, I know.
Good. Now about what you owe me, Mr. X.
Hagan, It comes to exactly $164.20. We're even.
But part of that bill is for the car.
What car?
The one I rented for you. I knew you'd want it.
Very thoughtful of you. Yes, very thoughtful. Matter of fact, because tonight, Hagan, I have a dinner engagement.
Good, I'll get dressed right away.
You're going to drive me there and wait outside to bring me home.
Well, wait.
Hagan, now comes your day of reckoning.
More brandy, Ken?
No, thanks. No, it's so late. I think I better say goodnight.
Oh.
Hope this won't be the last time.
Oh, let us say the first of many. I hope your plans keep you here a long, long time.
Perhaps they will. You know, you're an amazing person.
Really? In what way?
Well, for one thing, the way you take charge of this place in your uncle's absence.
Oh, I'm used to it. You see, when he's here, he seldom leaves the house and never has anyone in. And he's always going off on some unexpected trip. He's a strange man, Ken.
Well, he certainly throws a lot of responsibility on you.
Oh, I'm afraid you're overrating me. Actually, our manager, Mr. Hertzberg, runs things, even when my uncle is at home. So, I'm just a very ordinary girl after all.
If you're ordinary, Lavena, the world needs more mediocrity. I gotta go.
Well, I'll go to the door with you. Tomorrow morning, Ken?
Definitely.
Oh, about your movie, Ken. Have you picked a star for it yet?
Matter of fact, I haven't yet.
Oh, well, please call on me if I can help in any way, anytime.
There's no one I'd rather call on for help.
Oh, Ken, I have been very lonely here until today.
Then?
Oh, Ken. Oh. Good night, Ken.
Good night, Lavena.
One moment, please, Mr. Thurston.
Yeah, who are you?
My name is Hertzberg. I manage this plantation.
Oh, then the Samba has docked. Congratulations, Mr. Hertzberg.
So? For what?
For having sailed on the Samba instead of the Bolero.
I didn't stop you to engage in small talk, Mr. Thurston, but rather to advise you that such scenes as the one which just occurred will not be repeated.
Your duties as manager include spying on your employer's niece?
La Reina is somewhat susceptible to charm, shall we say. I am not.
It's kind of obvious.
I'm afraid you don't understand me, nor the possible dangers of this tropical climate. It's a climate which can be quite deadly, Mr. Thurston, to someone who doesn't understand.
Really, now I like it. And you, how long have you been here?
Approximately 1 year, but
well,
I don't...
you see, you're perfectly healthy. No, Mr. Hertzberg, your argument doesn't hold water.
I see. Very well. But I think you'll find that while the climate may agree with some, it can seriously disagree with others. And until it's tested, a man's personal reaction is something of an unknown quantity. A quantity which, in algebra, might be called X. Good night, Mr. Thurston.
In a moment, we continue with Frigidaire's Man Called X, originated by J. Richard Kennedy. This is Wendell Niles speaking. And now to continue with Frigidaire's Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall. Mr. X has gone to San Juan, Puerto Rico, to look up a certain Mr. Messler, who owned a mysteriously missing freight ship, the Bolero. So far, Mr. X has found neither Messler nor the Bolero, but he did have dinner last night with Messler's niece, the beautiful La Reina. But now it's the next morning, and while Fagon cheerfully carries out his assignment of scouting the local bars for local gossip, Ken sits in the office of the bank talking to the manager.
So, as you can see on the map, Senor Thurston, almost all of the plantation lands which may be available for purchase lie to the south of the city, along the main highway.
Well, I had more in mind the purchase of a plantation north of town, possibly along the lake shore.
Oh, unfortunately, that's impossible. A few months ago, yes, but not now.
Why a few months ago?
Because at that time, the Messler plantation still had several lakefront tracts they were offering for sale, but they're taken now.
You mean Messler's been selling off his land?
Oh, the major portion of his holdings during the past year.
Why?
Senor Thurston, I stopped long ago trying to explain that old gentleman's reasons for anything.
You know him well?
Oh, I believe I've seen him only four times in all the years the bank has dealt with him. You might say that my familiarity with Senor Messler applies more to his signature than his face.
I see. Well, thanks for your trouble.
Not at all. Would you care to have lunch with me?
Maybe another time. I've accepted an invitation to go horseback riding this morning.
Oh, in that case, I hope you find your ride enjoyable.
Thanks. I have an idea I shall find it quite enjoyable.
Let me catch my breath.
Yeah, mine's gone, too. You handled that horse beautifully, Lorena.
Thank you. Oh, I don't know when I've ridden like that. Oh, I'm glad we stopped here. Isn't this a lovely view of the lake?
Beautiful. You get the impression you're on a tropic island.
We're not, though. It's really no more than a few hundred feet to the house.
And what's that long, sort of low building over there through the underbrush?
Where? Oh, one of the warehouses.
Well, why the man on guard with a rifle?
Oh, that's Carl Hertzberg's idea. Some of the workmen were stealing things.
Hertzberg seems to be quite a little watchdog. How much do you know about him?
Hardly anything. My uncle hired him when the last manager left suddenly.
Where did he come from? What did he do before?
I don't know. I think he mentioned having been a watchmaker at one time.
Watchmaker?
You know, I've been a little afraid of him. In fact, I've been afraid a good part of the year I've lived here. I've been alone so much for one thing.
You're not alone now.
I know. And I'm not afraid now. Come on, Ken. I'll race you down to the boat landing. Come on, boy.
Hello, Mr. Thurston.
Fagon, I've begun to wonder where you were.
It's been very tiring work running about all day from this bar to that bar.
Looks like it. You find out anything about Hertzberg for me?
Not a thing.
The man is an enigmatical sphinx.
Tell me, did you talk to any of the Zamba's crew?
That I did not do. My cousin Egon, may he rest in peace. Peace, tried that thing in New York.
Oh, I know. But local gossip has it that you confine most of your questioning to a little number named Rosita.
Mr. Thurston. She's strictly business of the expense account type. I have found Rosita to be a bottomless well of information. Strictly business.
Egon, you're slipping. Now listen, you better rest up from your tiring day because tonight we're going to have a try at breaking into a warehouse and discarded.
Good. Why are we going to do it?
Well, for one thing, I've always resented no visitors' signs. What's more, we may find Mr. Messler there. Or what's left of him.
Mr. Messler flew to the States 3 days ago. Why, the senorita said so.
Messler must have been having a little joke with her, Pagan. According to the passenger list at the airport, he hasn't taken a plane out of here.
Pagan.
Over here.
Pagan.
Over here by the door, Mr. Thurston.
How's the guard, Pagan? Still out cold?
Like a fish.
Good. You haven't heard anyone outside?
Only the crickets.
Hmm.
Did you find Mr. Messler?
Yes.
Where is he? I mean...
I'll tell you later, Pagan. We haven't got much time. Come on now. Try not to fall over anything in the dark. One more thing I'd like to find, and I think it may be here in the warehouse. Wait a second. Uh-oh. Steel door.
A door? Is it locked?
I can't find it. No, it isn't. Let's have a look. Easy now. Watch your step.
Some kind of a little room. Empty, maybe.
Maybe empty now, but... No, it isn't. There are several cases here.
What's in there, Mr. Thurston? Wait a minute. I'll strike a match.
You do, and you'll find yourself wearing a halo. Those are cases of dynamite.
The dynamite? Mr. Thurston, we'll go now. Right now. We'll go. Hmm?
Not yet.
What?
I have a gun here that says neither one of you is going anywhere.
Well, Mr. Hertzberg, the little watchdog is still on duty.
Unfortunately for you, Thurston, it's too bad you didn't take my advice and leave this unhealthy climate.
Leaving Puerto Rico didn't help the 21 seaman on the Valero very much.
Oh, so you found the answer to that.
Look, dynamite, a missing ship, a watchmaker who could easily rig up an efficient time detonating device. All makes the problem rather simple.
Quite so. Now, will you be kind enough to toss your gun over toward the door, Thurston?
Sorry, I'm afraid I can't. You see, I don't have a gun.
Fine. In that case...
In that case, just think of what will happen if you fire toward these cases of dynamite.
So, we seem to reach a temporary stalemate.
Well, that's your move, Hertzberg.
I think I'll postpone it for the moment, at least until I go liquidate a gold mine. However, just to make sure I can still find you here. There. Amuse yourselves, gentlemen. I won't be gone long.
I have just died a million times, Mr. Thurston. But what did he mean? What's he going to do?
You have an idea.
Mr. Thurston, we've got to get out of here. She's going to come back. We can't just...
Yeah, quiet.
Somebody's out there.
In.
Arena.
And you expected her?
Hardly. In here, Arena.
Oh, Ken, I have found you. You're all right.
Fine. How did you happen to come here?
It's Carl. I followed him. Oh, Ken, he's done something terrible. I don't know what. I even think my uncle may be held prisoner here instead of being in the States. He was... What was that?
Yes, Lorena. Mr. Messler was being held prisoner.
Then Carl's killed him. And now he'll come back here and kill us. Ken, you've got to do something quick.
What would you suggest?
You have a gun?
No.
I brought one here. When he comes back here, you must shoot first. It's our only chance.
Lorena, the queen.
What?
And with me cast as chief executioner in the double cross of her partner. There'll be no splitting of the spoils.
I don't know what you mean.
No, you told me your uncle took a plane to the States 3 days ago.
Well, that's what Carl said. He said he took him to the airport.
Oh, it isn't very flattering to be regarded as a complete fool.
What are you saying?
Lorena, 3 days ago, Carl was on board the Samba, 500 miles at sea.
You...
Somebody's coming, Mr. Thurston.
Here.
Look out, Carl. Mr. X has a gun. Carl! No.
I doubt very much that Carl will be able to hear you, Lorena.
You?
My thanks for the loan of your gun, Mr. Thurston. It came in very handy, just as you thought it might.
Who are you?
Permit me to introduce myself. I am John Messler.
Oh, that makes a
Ah, Mr. X, I'm beginning to see the light.
Sure. Mister's habit of seldom showing his face outside his house was well known. So it was easy for them to hold him prisoner in the cell of that warehouse for nearly a year, starving him, forcing him to sign the deeds and checks necessary to convert the estate into cash.
Mr. Thurston, it has all become as clear to me as...
As this wine?
Yes, please, just a little more. Thank you. And Lorena, she's not Mr. Messler's niece?
Just an enterprising lady who teamed up with Carl Hertzberg and came here about a year ago.
Ah, women. They're fleas in a life ointment.
I said it's a pretty thirsty flea you've had on the expense account for the past week.
Regina? Strictly an ex-business acquaintance.
Since when?
Well, since I discovered a horrible fact, Mr. Thurston. I found Rosita cared only for my money, which is to say, your money, of course.
There's a nice distinction running around there.
Money. Nothing. After all, what is it? Just money. It means nothing at all to me.
This wine is wonderful stuff. I'll have to take some along, just for financial purposes.
You know, there's one thing that is not quite clear to me yet. Why did they want to sing their own ball? That seems very silly.
For the insurance paper.
Oh.
The Bolero was heavily insured. That's why the Bureau first became interested in her disappearance. Of course, to a man like you, to whom money means nothing, $500,000 would seem silly.
Frigidaire star, Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. And please let me remind you that daylight saving time goes into effect in some parts of the country next week. So if your area remains on standard time, tune in 1 hour earlier for our broadcast. As usual, Leon Belasco will be along as Pagan Zellschmidt. So join us, won't you, where next I return as the man called X. Good night.
Frigidaire's Man Called X is directed by Jack Johnstone, with music composed and conducted by Johnny Green. Tonight's story was written by Les Crutchfield. All characters and incidents used on this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons or incidents is purely coincidental. Remember, if your community remains on standard time, tune in 1 hour earlier next week for Frigidaire's Man Called X, CBS to Columbia Broadcasting System.
And here's another Man Called X episode. This one's entitled Assassination by Zombies.
Herbert Marshall as the Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all of the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the Man Called X.
Port-au-Prince, Haiti, like many cities of the world, is a mixture in sharp contrast of the old and the new. An up-to-date airport serves its commerce, and modern business buildings line its streets. But deep in the jungle, and even in the plantations outside the city, the drums of voodoo still sound their pagan rhythms in the night. And again, the well-dressed man who steps from a limousine at the entrance of the government building is a product of the new. But the thing that awaits him is as old as terror itself.
Call for me here at 3, Rinaldo.
Good morning, Your Excellency.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Weimar. Lovely day, isn't it?
Yes, it is a perfect day. Tell me, sir, have you... Look up, Your Excellency.
Huh? Zombie? No, wait. No.
Stand back. Let me through here. Let me through.
You... Your Excellency, Why, you filthy...
Your shooting was not very well timed, Captain Andre.
Eh? What do you mean, Dr. Weimar?
I mean, perhaps it should have been 10 seconds sooner, or else not at all. 5 assassinations in 3 weeks, and every one of the victims a government official. I just phoned the Haitian consul a few minutes ago, Chief. Says the whole island's in a turmoil down there.
Well, what gets me, Ken, is this business about zombies. The walking dead. Why, it's right out of a dime novel. It's ridiculous.
All right, Chief. You don't believe in zombies, and I don't. But a lot of the natives in Haiti do, and that's the point.
Oh, I know there's still plenty of superstition left in the world, but this whole thing just doesn't make sense.
I've seen it done before in Ceylon, the Sudan, India. It's a matter of hypnotism and drugs. Creates a perfect assassin with no thought for his own safety and only one idea in mind, to kill.
But why? Assuming somebody is doing this in Haiti, why?
Well, all the victims have been government officials. It looks like an attack on the government itself.
Yeah. And the little hot spots have a habit of turning into big ones.
Sure.
Serbia, Spain. All right, Ken, go to it.
Somebody stands to profit by this. The problem is to find out who. And the answer? Well, I guess I better look for it in Haiti. So long, Chief.
Pardon me, sir. Are you Mr. Ken Thurston?
Why, yes, that's right.
Captain Andreas at your service, sir.
Oh, how do you do?
I've been assigned to escort you to General Brock.
General Brock?
The general commands the Department of Police and Military Affairs.
Oh, yes. Tell me, have there been any new developments?
No, sir. Not since His Excellency the Finance Minister was killed in front of the government building 2 days ago.
As I understand it, there hasn't been one of these zombies captured alive.
That is correct. They're like mad dogs. One cannot take chances.
Oh, it might be worth taking a chance to be able to question one of them.
Well, so far there's been really no opportunity to capture one of them.
I see.
These affairs happen so fast that...
What is it, Captain?
This man coming towards us, he's a special investigator hired by the consul in New York. A terrible nuisance, really.
Oh.
Permit me to introduce myself, sir. I am Jose Cacahuate. My car.
South American agent for North American Van Line. Hmm.
From Tucumcari to Tallahassee, Chattanooga to Cucamonga, we haul anything, anywhere, any...
All right, Pagan, take off that phony beard and come up for air.
I can't take it off. I'm in the Secret Service.
Well, that's one branch of government you should know all about. You've been running from several years.
Mr. Thurston, that's my bread and butter you're stepping on.
What are you doing down here, anyway?
Why, I'm investigating this zombie business. Whatever that is.
Oh, sure.
Well, now,
Captain
my
Andres, theory... do you happen to have any ideas as to what may be behind this mess?
Well, nothing definite, Mr. Thurston. There is a general feeling that the plantation owners may be responsible in some way.
The plantation owners? Why?
Well, they've had very little voice in the government in recent years. Control has been in the hands of city politicians, so naturally...
And when did you become a political commentator, my pet?
Marlo, this is Ken Thurston, Miss Broussard.
How do you do?
And Mr. Zell-Schmidt, you know, of course.
Sure. Hiya, babe.
Oh, you horrid little man. Andres, I'm terribly sorry to break in on you this way, but I did want to remind you about dinner this evening.
Well, I'm not sure, Marlo. General Brock has assigned me as liaison to Mr. Thurston.
Well, then by all means, bring Mr. Thurston, too. You will come, won't you?
Well,
Oh, please. If you like Creole cooking, you'll love Haitian food.
All right. You found my weak spot.
Good. Andres will bring you out, Mr. Thurston, and I'll look forward to showing you around my plantation.
I don't mind confessing that it's a relief to have you here, Mr. Thurston. I'm a man of action myself, and the mystery leaves me floundering.
Well, this is all a mystery to me so far, General Brock. Possibly these case records may help a little.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. But they don't make sense to me. 5 men in a row struck down on the streets without any rhyme or reason to it.
Oh, I think there's a rhyme and a reason. Matter of finding them.
Well, I hope that happens soon, sir. One more murder will mean martial law, and then the whole business will be dumped right on my shoulders.
Yes, I see what you mean. General Brock, have you considered the possibility that one of your own men may be involved in this?
Oh, that's ridiculous, sir. Police and army are absolutely trustworthy.
Well, I know that's the usual theory, but...
I can vouch for them to a man, sir.
Something else, General. This idea of the plantation owners being responsible. Is that a possibility?
Well, possibility in theory, I suppose, but not in fact. Why, some of them are my best friends. Fine people, all of them.
I see. Well, I'll look over these records and talk with you later.
Well, I dare say we'll find time tonight at dinner.
You're coming to Miss Broussard's, too?
Yes, yes. Fine girl, Marla. Wonderful person. Wonderful. Well, good luck, Mr. Thurston. Call on me if you need any help, sir.
Thanks, General. I will.
Hey, over here, Mr. Thurston.
Well, Secret Agent Zellschmidt. Still wearing the beard, I see.
I need the money, Mr. X. How did I know what I was getting into? When I heard they were having trouble with zombies, I thought somebody was watering the liquor.
Well, what do you think now?
I think I'm scared.
Good reason to be, too. The chance of being turned into a zombie at any moment.
Oh, don't say that.
A glassy-eyed, mindless idiot with no intellect or... come to think of it, I guess you're safe at that.
Mr. Thurston,
Pagan, what's the tie-up between Malabusa and Captain Andreas?
Well, who knows, except he follows her around like a moonstruck cat. A lucky dog. She wraps him around her little finger. Why, Mr. Thurston, she's practically got him hypnotized.
And this is my only guest whom you haven't met, Mr. Thurston, Dr. Weimar.
Doctor, I knew a Dr. Weimar in Vienna before the war. Karl, I think his name was.
My brother, Mr. Thurston. He is no longer living.
Oh, I'm sorry. Psychiatrist, wasn't he?
Yes, with a specialty in hypnotherapy.
Oh, your field too, Dr. Weimar?
It was, originally. My practice here, however, is primarily medical.
I see.
Listen, everyone. It's such a lovely night that I decided we'd have dinner on the veranda.
Very good.
We'll go out through the side doors, sir. General Brock.
Yes, my dear.
Would you and Andres like to leave your firearms in here?
Oh?
I'm not really so dangerous that you have to be armed.
On the contrary, my dear. You're so completely dangerous that mere firearms wouldn't do us the least bit of good.
How pretty, General Brock. This way, Mr. Thurston.
Thanks. Ah, you're right. It is lovely out here.
I wouldn't trade it for all the rest of... What's the matter, Mr. Thurston?
Nothing. I was just listening to the drums.
Oh, yes. Voodoo drums or signal drums. Opinions vary.
Zimala, you excuse me?
Oh, yes, Grandmother.
Is approval with you if me go now?
Of course, Grandmother. I'll see you in the morning.
Good night, Zimala.
She's been with me for years. Devoted. A wonderful woman.
But where's she going?
Oh, she has a little house of her own in the bush. Holds voodoo ceremonies in it, I'm quite certain. A lot of natives still believe in it, you know.
As they do in zombieism.
Yes. Shall we sit down? You on my right, Mr. Thurston.
Thank you.
Andres there.
Well, thank you.
And you on the other side, General Brock.
Thank you, my dear.
Dr. Weimar over here.
Look.
Why, yes.
But what the devil?
His eyes, glassy, fixed.
It's a zombie.
Now, get back. If I can hold his attention, swing this chair.
Inside, Captain Andres. Get our gun.
Just one swing now and...
Good timing, Mr. Thurston. He's knocked unconscious.
Stand back, everybody. Where is he? Where did he go?
No, Captain. Put down that gun. No, don't. There was no need of that, Captain. The man was unconscious.
It wasn't a man. It was a zombie. You can't take chances. Well?
You were a little hasty, though, weren't you?
You have to kill zombies. It's the only way to...
It's all right, Andres. You come in the house with me now.
Oh.
You did the right thing, my dear.
You were right, of course, Mr. Thurston. The boy was hasty, but... Confound it, you don't understand the pressure all of us are under out here.
Maybe not, General Brock. But I don't understand why you never captured one alive.
Well, yes, I know, but... Oh, confound it, I'd better go see what's eating the boy.
Mr. Thurston, am I correct in assuming that you noticed the same thing I did?
I saw something, Dr. Weimar. Fantastic, though.
Is it? Good night, Mr. Thurston.
Good night, Doctor. All right, Pagan. You can come up from under that table now.
Well, I'm only hired to investigate these zombies, Mr. Thurston, not to fight with them. Well, so that's what they look like, eh?
Some of them. The other one here tonight looked different, though.
Other one?
Sure. Captain Andres.
Huh?
Didn't you notice him when he ran out here and shot this man? He had the eyes of a zombie.
Thank you.
Now to continue with The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall with Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt.
Five assassinations in 3 weeks, and the island of Haiti is swept by a wave of terror. One word is whispered over and over on the plantations and through the dark hills. Zombies, the walking dead. Ken himself was an eyewitness to killing number 6. And now he and Pagan make their way cautiously through the midnight bush, heading for the hut of a voodoo oracle, old Granaloo.
What do you want with this Granaloo woman anyhow?
Just checking. That zombie came out of the bush about a minute after she went into it. And she may be a voodoo leader. She's devoted to... Wait a second. Huh? There she is in front of the hut.
Jeepers creepers. Let's get out of here, Mr. Thurston.
Please come on up here where I can see you.
Oh, it's too late.
Come on, Pedro.
I've been waiting for you, Mr. X.
Why, Granaloo?
My people out there in the hills, they ask what will be done to save them from this terror. And I have not known what to tell them.
And what will you tell them now?
That you have come.
And you have come. And you know who I am. How, Granaloo?
There is still much knowledge in the jungle that has never yet been found. Have you found the answer, Mr. X?
Yes, I found it. But I don't know yet how to deal with it.
You will. My people will be very happy when I tell them.
I thought there on the veranda that your pidgin English was all put on.
One must play many roles in this life, Mr. X.
Yes, I know.
I will speak to my people now.
Good night, Granaloo. Come on, Pagan. Wait for me in the car, Pagan. I'm going to stop in at the house.
Mr. Thurston, wait. No, no, the gun isn't necessary, Mr. Thurston. I wasn't waiting here to threaten you. The thing is, I'm scared.
Yes, I can understand how you would be, Captain Andreas.
You see, tonight is the second time something like that has happened.
You mean shooting first and thinking later?
It's not like me, Mr. Thurston. I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all.
You want to understand it, Captain?
Yes, no matter what the answer is, no matter what I've got to find out.
All right, listen. Come with me now and don't say anything to anyone. Stay at my hotel tonight. And in the morning, we'll go see Dr. Weimar together.
I don't trust Weimar.
You don't have to trust him. Trust me.
He's rather far under the drug now, Mr. Thurston. And the trance, too, is about as deep as I care to take him just now.
Well, it's entirely up to your judgment, Dr. Weimar. It's a little out of my field here.
Then I think we might try for some of the phrases, some of the commands that were given him when he was hypnotized previously. Do you agree, Mr. Thurston?
Yeah, go ahead, Doctor.
Captain Andres, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
And do you understand who's here with you and what's happening?
Yes, sir. Your Dr. Weimar, Mr. Thurston, is here and you've hypnotized me. A part of me is asleep, a part of me is awake and listening to you. You called it...
Dissociation.
Yes, sir.
Now, the awake part of you, Captain Andres, is the part I'm talking to. It's the part that remembers. Remembers everything, including the last time you were hypnotized.
Yes, sir. I remember.
What were you told at that time, Captain?
I was told to kill zombies, take no chances.
How were you told? What were the words? You can hear the command now. What is it, Captain? What is it?
Kill all zombies after they've killed. Kill all captured zombies. Forget you were told this.
Almost as though a woman were talking.
You can't always be sure, Mr. Thurston.
I can't remember anything.
He's been given a lot of commands to forget. It's going to take quite a lot of work to get it out of him.
Well, I'm afraid I'll have to leave him in your hands, Dr. Weimar. I've got an appointment with General Brock.
Those case records that Mr. Thurston, no use to you at all, so it seems, huh?
Well, not much anyway, General Brock.
No.
Oh, I've got a few hazy ideas, but nothing really worth mentioning.
Yeah, that's too bad, too bad. I've managed to stall off martial law until tomorrow morning. That's about as far as I'll be able to push it, however.
Well, that still gives me some time.
Time? That's the enemy I've fought all my life. Action's the thing.
Which accounts, I imagine, for all these trophies on the walls.
Eh? Oh, the animal head. Yes. Collected in Central Africa over a good many years. Nothing any fool couldn't do. But, here is a trophy for you, Mr. Thurston.
Oh, yes. What is it? Polished quartz?
No, it's rutile. Beautiful job of cutting, isn't it? I attached it to this watch chain so I could swing it, like a pendulum. Watch it glitter. Glitter this way. Back and forth. Back and forth. Notice the fire in it, Mr. Thurston? The play of lights deep inside the stone?
Yes, it's fascinating.
I could watch it for hours. Glittering. Scintillating. Shifting. Changing. Patterns of light as it swings. Back and forth. Back and forth.
Yeah. Yes, I see.
Makes me drowsy sometimes. Sleepy. My eyes get heavy. Like yours are now.
Yes.
Heavier and heavier. Sleepier and sleepier. So sleepy you can't open them. Sleep. Sleep. And now you're sound asleep.
Yes. Sound asleep.
You can't open your eyes, Mr. Thurston. You're sound asleep.
I'm sound asleep. Asleep.
Good. Mr. Thurston, you're a fool.
Yes. I'm a fool.
Hypnotism is such a simple art. You ought to learn more about it. Now, I'm going to give you some orders, Thurston, commands. And then I'm going to wake you up. You won't remember being hypnotized. You'll forget all about this. But when the time comes, you'll carry out the commands. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
All right. Now listen. I'm having a little dinner party at my residence this evening. The same group that was out at Mallard's last night. And during this dinner, at my signal, you're going to draw your gun and kill Dr. Weimar. You understand?
At your signal, I'm to kill Dr. Weimar.
And here is the signal. I'll say, doesn't it seem a little hot in here?
The signal. You'll say, doesn't it seem a little hot in here?
Good. And now I'm going to wake you up, Thurston. At the count of three, you'll be wide awake, and you won't remember any of this. Understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. One, two, three. Natives of that particular area polished the stones by some method all their own. I never could discover how they did it.
That's very interesting, General. Well, I guess I better get back to work.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Thurston, I'm having a little dinner party here at my place this evening. Like to have you join us.
Fine, what time?
Oh, let's make it 8 o'clock.
All right, General. I'll see you at 8.
Mr. Thurston, I swore before I came here tonight that I'd keep the dinner conversation off that subject. And here we go again, talking about what?
Zombies, naturally. Would somebody please pass the salt?
Well, it's a little hard to ignore a subject that's caused six deaths in a row.
What have you found out, Mr. Thurston? Any results yet?
Well, it depends on what you mean by results, Captain Andres. None, at least, that have led to what General Brock would call action.
Well, unfortunately, I'm being forced into action. Martial law goes into effect at 8 o'clock tomorrow, orders of the cabinet.
It's the old familiar pattern, and a bad one. Armed guards everywhere, a curfew, law courts closed, bulletins, orders, and force.
Yes, it's an ugly picture, Dr. Weimar, for most people.
For most people? I'd say for everybody concerned.
Not necessarily, Marla. I came down here with one idea in mind. To look for the person most likely to profit from this zombie terror. Well, I found that person pretty quickly. It wasn't really much of a problem.
I say, doesn't it seem a little hot in here?
The problem was deciding how to deal with the situation.
Mr. Thurston, doesn't it seem a little hot in here?
Not to me, General Brock.
But what I said was...
I know what you said. I also know a few things about hypnotism. What? Enough at least not to fix my attention on a shiny pendulum. All right, Captain Andres.
General Brock, I have here a presidential warrant authorizing your arrest.
But Captain Andres, I mean... Look! Thurston is a zombie.
Your gun, please.
Look, don't you understand? Thurston is a zombie.
No use, General Brock. Dr. Weimar worked on the captain for 5 hours today. Your number one mop-up zombie is unzombified.
Hold on.
This way, General. March. All right. This
way. Out. Dictatorship by way of martial law. Was that his idea, Mr. Thurston?
Of course, Mallory. It's an easier way than revolution.
Oh. Well, one thing at least. There won't be any more of those zombies now.
No, maybe not the kind he was creating. But there are other kinds. They're fighting and killing and dying all over the world. Millions of them. Mindless and blind, they follow just one command. Kill, destroy, kill. And yet who's really to blame? The zombies themselves or the men who create them?
Our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall, will return in just a moment. Now, here is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. The folks you heard in tonight's cast were Barbara Fuller, D.J. Thompson, Will Wright, Lou Merrill, Stan Waxman, and Bill Conrad. Next week, a man and a girl and a plot that sent Ken halfway around the world on one of the most exasperating cases he ever tackled. And speaking of exasperation, of course, Leon Belasco will be there as Pagon Zellschmidt. So join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Good night.
The Man Called X is the Friday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Transcribed for you by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. By Cannon Towels, famous for color, for design, for durability. Among towels, America's number one best seller. And by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, is a J. Richard Kennedy production with music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. Tonight's story was written by Les Crutchfield. All characters and incidents on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Be sure to hear The Magnificent Montague with Monty Woolley, formerly heard on Friday, now brought to you as the Saturday night feature of NBC's All-Star Festival. And until next week, same time and station, this is Jack Latham saying good night for The Man Called X.
Have a good evening and come back again next week. This has been Bill Holwick from West Texas for Broken Sea Audio Productions. www.brokensea.com. Good evening. Good evening. The music for tonight's episode was composed by Brian of Seraphic Panoply and Stevie Farnaby.
And Cantiga. ¶¶